Resuming your journey through the magical forest, you're still pondering Fran the Fox and her advice to practice mindfulness to make your mind razor sharp, and about Ollie, who taught you to gain wisdom by noticing your thoughts and feelings. This forest sure seems to hold many secrets. Through the canopy of trees stretching high above your head, you can see the sun casting beams of golden light all the way down to the soft ground of the path ahead. Continuing to stroll along, you can't help but smile. What a magical day this is turning out to be. The path ahead twists and turns through thick ferns and blackberry bushes. You stop a moment to gather a handful of juicy, sweet berries and pop them in your mouth. Mmm, so delicious. You can hear something ahead. It sounds like rushing water. Making your way along the narrowing path, you suddenly come upon the source of the sound. A splendid bubbling stream with clear blue water cascading over big charcoal-colored rocks and spiraling into little foamy circles. Trees and plants line much of the stream's shoreline, some of their branches dipping into the crystal clear water, almost as if dangling their toes in its cold flow. A few yellow and orange butterflies whirl around above the stream, darting up and then down and then away. What a peaceful sight. Spotting a large rock covered in bluish moss near the edge of the stream, you decide that this would be the perfect place to rest a bit before traveling onward. The mossy rock proves to be a nice, soft place to relax next to the cool stream. Letting yourself lean back, you put your hands behind your head and listen to the water trickling by and the gentle birdsong echoing through the forest. Your thoughts begin to fade, your body feels heavy, and your eyes begin to close as you drift into a sweet and shallow slumber. You must be dozing off because a few moments later, you begin to hear yourself snoring. But wait, that's not you snoring. It's coming from the mossy rock you're resting against. Even though this is a magical forest, you're pretty sure that even here rocks do not snore. As you turn around and get to your feet, you realize that the rock is not covered in moss at all. It's covered in fur, and it's moving. You take a couple of steps backward as the rock rolls completely over, then back, then forward again. It finally rolls to a stop, and that's when a round head appears and two fuzzy ears pop out on top. Beneath the ears is a pudgy face with closed eyes. One thing's for sure, this is not a rock. It's hard to believe, but what you're now looking at is a velvety, soft, blue and white panda bear. The panda reaches upward with two soft, thick arms, stretches and yawns, one of the biggest yawns you've ever seen. Yawns are contagious, so you start to yawn too. Then the panda yawns again, causing you to yawn again. How long will this yawning contest go on for? The panda seems to be waking up from a nice long nap. Finally, she opens her two big brown eyes and notices you for the first time. Oh, hello. It's funny, I was just dreaming about someone just like you walking through this forest, she says. I'm really sorry to wake you, you say. The panda stretches again. Oh, no problem. Nothing much bothers me. My name's Happy and I'm Penelope. My name is Penelope. Well, people call me Penny, and I'm Happy. You are? You ask. Why? Penny looks at you with a confused expression. Why am I Penelope? That's just the name my parents gave me. No, you say, shaking your head. I mean, why are you happy? What makes you so happy? Penny still looks confused. Well, she says, tapping her chin and thinking to herself. Finally, a big smile emerges on her velvety face. I guess I do. Yeah, me, just me. I make me happy. Don't you make you happy? Sometimes, I guess, you say. But mostly, other things make me happy. And I'm not happy all the time, that's for sure. Penny scratches one of her fluffy ears. Well, it's okay to not be happy sometimes. You can be sad or mad or all kinds of other things too. But I much prefer being happy. So that's what I choose to be, happy. This makes you stop and think for a moment. Something about Penny's words seems so simple and yet so hard to understand. So you just choose to be happy without anything to make you happy? Don't you feel happy when you get to eat whatever you want, or you get a nice gift for your birthday, or play games or stay up late? You ask. Penny emits a giggle. Well, of course I do, but I don't wait for those things to happen before I am happy. Don't you see? Things like happiness and joy aren't over there, she points across the stream, or up there, she points up into the trees, or to your left or your right, or your tomorrow or your someday. Happiness is something inside of you all the time. And she points at your forehead like Francesca did. It doesn't always feel that way, you point out. Penny points toward the shallow, bubbling water. See that stream flowing next to us? It just flows and flows all the time. I've been here a long time and I've never seen it stop. Sometimes I get so used to it that I forget it's even there, but it is. When I forget it's there, all I have to do is stop and listen for a moment, and like magic, there it is. That's how happiness works. Happiness is something that you make inside yourself by choosing what to think about. It's always there, even if you stop noticing it. If you stop and look and listen for it, it will appear. Now you begin to understand. All this time you've spent waiting for things to come along in life that make you feel happy. You really hadn't considered that happiness could come from a kind of choice you make inside. And if Penny was right, it means you can be happy almost any time you want. It's hard for me to feel happy sometimes, you tell Penny. Sometimes bad things happen that don't make me happy at all. Can it really just be a matter of thinking happy thoughts in your mind? Penny rolls over to you like a big furry beach ball and says, well, it's not always easy, of course, but it is simple. Two different things, you know, easy and simple. But your mind is where your feelings come from. Did you know that? It might not be easy sometimes, but you can use your mind to create a feeling by choosing the thoughts you think. When I want to feel happy, I sometimes think of Fran sitting on her stump with her twitching tail, or butterflies, or beetles. Sometimes I think of something funny that happened, like the time I accidentally rolled right into Ollie's tree, causing him to almost fall off his branch, and it makes me laugh. That's how thoughts lead to feelings. It seemed a lot to ponder. Penny gives you a great big smile and whispers, hey, do you want to hear a secret chant I say whenever I want to feel happy? It works every time, if you do it enough times. Sure, you say, excited to learn Penny's secret chant to be happy. Penny stands up on her stubby legs, closes her eyes, looks to the sky with a smile, and with her arms held high up to the air in a spirit of joyfulness, she sings out, "I feel joyful! I feel free! Happiness bubbles up in me!" Watching her sing out like that brings a smile to your face almost as big as hers. She really is filled with joy, and just like her yawns, her happiness is catching. Penny is definitely the happiest panda you have ever seen. She keeps up her happiness chant and takes your hand in her fuzzy paw and holds it up to the sky. She wants you to join in her simple chant. "I feel joyful. I feel free. Happiness bubbles up in me." Penny lets go of your hand and waves goodbye as you decide in the midst of your joyfulness to dance into the cool shallow stream, seeming to bubble up happily, just like Penny and you. And then you cross to the other side where the magical wooded path continues.